It is not my habit to take anything from anyone. But when the messenger was leaving and had just gone outside the house, she called him back, took the gift from him and said, I remembered what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me once. O Aisha, if you get something without asking for it, cause it is your rizq that has been sent to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha used to accept gifts from people. Many sahaba radiallahu anhum used to send lots of which he accepted, but instantly distributed them amongst the people as sadaqah. Israf means to aspire and to wish for something to come to you. For example, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah says that a person who wishes that so and so should do him a favor has israf. Some ulama say that israf is getting something from a person who gives it away unhappily. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains that we should remember three things before accepting a gift. The gift itself. We should remember three things before accepting a gift. The gift itself, the intention of the giver, and the intention of the person receiving it. As for the gift, we should make sure that it is halal and has been bought with halal money. Secondly, we should make sure about the intention of the giver. We should make sure whether he is, number one, giving the thing as a hadiah, a gift happily, hoping to please his brother, Muslim, and to earn his love. Number two, is intending it to be a sadaqah, or giving it simply for fame and boasting, or for some evil reasons. Now, if it is a hadiah, a gift, in the true sense, then it is sunnah to accept such gifts. In many ahadith, we are encouraged to give gifts to one another and to accept them. Such a gift should be accepted.